Foster children can't represent themselves in court. The state appoints an attorney on their behalf. But foster parents complain those attorneys are not doing their jobs properly. As Blaise Mesa of the Kansas News Service reports, some of the lawyers rarely meet the children they represent.
Carla Ingram and her husband took in their grandchildren through the Kansas foster care system. The case was messy. The Ingrams thought the state failed to properly investigate complaints they held about their grandchildren's safety. But one of their major concerns...
We immediately ruffled the feathers of this egomaniac, guardian ad litem.
A guardian ad litem is a lawyer appointed for the best interests of a child. These lawyers should talk to families, to foster parents, read the conclusions of state investigators, and make a case to the judge whether the child belongs with the biological parents. The Ingrams said that did not happen in the case of their grandchildren.
And the children never met him again. He never contacted their school. He never contacted their therapist.
The attorney eventually filed a motion to reunite the children with their parents. But Ingram says putting her grandchildren with their parents put them in danger. Court documents supported the Ingrams' concern and said one child was afraid she might be hurt. The children were reunited with their parents anyway.
He retaliated against people who questioned him when he hasn't done his job. He retaliated. He retaliated against the people who advocated for the children the most, who protected the children the most.
I talked with 7 people who said time and again that the lawyers are not doing their jobs.
So yeah, we have had no contact up to this point.
A considerable amount of negative feedback from
them. He never came to our house.
But there's no documentation that anything is being done.
I just want to say this guy failed. A big fat failure.
More than anything, they say children rarely met the person who represented them in court. One parent watched as an attorney didn't know if they represented a boy or a girl. These parents wonder, how could someone who rarely met the child know what is best for them? But the work is difficult, it's sensitive, and the people who handle it find themselves buried in cases, struggling to keep up.
But for them to be able to get the level of visitation with each individual child, it would require more hours than are available in a day.
That is Grant Brazil. He's a family attorney who often works alongside the court-appointed lawyers. He says the attorneys are underpaid and overworked, that they want to meet the children they represent, but the caseloads are too big. It could be done, but it'd be hard.
It would require a Herculean superhuman effort.
Brazil says the attorneys should max out around 60 cases, but some represent hundreds of children. Danielle Packer represents children in Douglas County. She has 66 cases. The cases can be as complex as helping child trafficking victims, though those are rare.
Oftentimes with substance abuse, specifically methamphetamine usage by a parent.
That can compound into other issues.
Housing, now we're having an issue about food security. We call it truancy, but children who aren't who are missing more school than legally allowed.
Contracts to become a court-appointed attorney are designed to be part-time. In Johnson County, some positions are supposed to take 10 hours a week, yet those people average around 22 cases at one time. Simple cases could take around 30 minutes. Difficult cases could take multiple hours a week, and these are typically cases attorneys take on in addition to their other practice. It's rare to find lawyers who tackle this sensitive work full-time. Packer says the pay and stress could deter people from ever trying. Child care cases are complex, making years of experience in the field critical. Packer says she and her coworkers try their best, but they need more support. Even with those struggles, she still loves her work.
For me personally, working in the child and youth care realm, specifically as a guardian ad litem, is the most rewarding area of my practice.
Requirements for court-appointed attorneys could change. Lawmakers want to introduce a bill that creates stricter standards. For starters, logging when they actually talk to the child. State law requires they do that now, but lawmakers say it is not enforced. That would address parents' concerns, but do little to address heavy caseloads. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.